Welcome to another episode of Pharmacy Focus, a podcast by Pharmacy Times. I'm Luke Halpern, an associate editor with Pharmacy Times. Today, I'm joined by Derek Webb, Director of Government Affairs at Empower Pharmacy and member of the Virginia Board of Pharmacy, and Dennis Williams, an associate professor at the University of North Carolina Eshelman School of Pharmacy. They'll be exploring key global learnings from the FIP World Congress of Pharmacy and Pharmaceutical Sciences around pharmacist-led self-care and over-the-counter engagement, with a particular focus on allergy management. The FIP World Congress of Pharmacy and Pharmaceutical Sciences took place from August 31st to September 3rd, 2025, in Copenhagen, Denmark. The Congress focused on the evolving role of pharmacists and pharmacy professionals in transforming health systems worldwide. At the Congress, there were major discussions on allergy management, with attendees like Webb and Williams noting that pharmacists internationally are taking a more proactive role in guiding patients towards appropriate OTC solutions. Webb and Williams will examine how those approaches compare with day-to-day retail realities in the United States, and what practices could realistically be adopted here. So, Derek, Dennis, thank you for taking the time to sit down and have this discussion with us. Would you both like to give a brief introduction before we get started?
That sounds good. I'm Dennis Williams. I'm a faculty member at the University of North Carolina Eshelman School of Pharmacy in Chapel Hill, North Carolina, and a clinical specialist in pulmonary medicine at the UNC Medical Center.
Fantastic. And I'm Derek Webb. I have practiced in the community setting of retail pharmacy for approximately 20 years. I just recently took on a new role as a more of a government affairs individual. So I'm currently working for Empower Pharmacy as the Director of Government Affairs. I'm also on the Board of Pharmacy in Virginia, as well as the President of District 2 in ABP.
That's great. Well, thank you both for those introductions and for being here today. I'm really looking forward to this discussion, really taking some of the significant global learnings from the FIP Global Pharmacy Congress and trying to apply that to everyday community pharmacy care here in the United States, and just how pharmacists can improve their OTC engagement with patients and just improve outcomes across the board. So let's get right into this discussion. We could start with Dennis. You both attended the FIP Global Pharmacy Congress. From your perspective, Dennis, as an educator at UNC, what stood out most to you about how pharmacists internationally are approaching self-care and over-the-counter engagement with patients?
Well, I think it was first an excellent opportunity to be able to attend FIP. It's my second time that I attended, although the first time was really a long time ago. And I think Derek and I enjoyed Denmark very much. It was an amazing collection of pharmacists. And I think one of the main themes of the conference was self-care. So we benefited a lot from that. I was impressed with what I heard. I know about the progress that occurred in the U.S. with pharmacists engaging patients in self-care discussions and making recommendations about over-the-counter medications. But this conference gave me a perspective that's really a global thing, and pharmacists throughout the world are talking to patients about self-care needs.
Yeah, absolutely. And Derek, you are on the front lines of retail and community pharmacy. How did what you saw at FIP compare to what you experience every day here in the United States? And do you think there were approaches that you learned about that we could adopt here?
You know, absolutely. And just to parlay off of what Dennis said, you know, FIP World Congress in Denmark was just fantastic. I think they hosted over 3,500 pharmacists from 127 different countries. So it was just incredible to see how different the practice of pharmacy can be all around the world. The common theme, though, that was present during all the sessions was the passion that pharmacists are gaining across the different countries of becoming more engaged in self-care and recommendations from the over-the-counter market. you know, in the U.S., our experience has been a little, somewhat different than other countries because community pharmacy has become so hectic over the past decade or so that many pharmacists have somewhat abandoned making self-care recommendations just because of lack of time. So it was refreshing seeing that these other countries are really embracing it and also seeing that there's so much more potential in the United States. You know, coming from a regulatory perspective, I think we are changing our approach to pharmacy practice in the U.S. You know, being on a board of pharmacy and seeing that many boards of pharmacy are making policy changes to free up those pharmacists and give them more time to do clinical things during their practice. Yeah, it truly is refreshing. I think that we in the U.S. are on the brink of bringing more emphasis to self-care, putting it on the forefront. And that's really the approach that I think we need to adopt that I saw at the FIP World Congress.
Absolutely. And it really is interesting when you think about it, the differences between healthcare practices in the United States and like compared to some of these other countries, especially European countries. There's so many differences in care that down to such intricate levels. And Dennis, like we have been talking about, globally, pharmacists seem to be taking a more proactive role in guiding patients towards over-the-counter solutions. What could we learn from that model to encourage more pharmacist-initiated allergy conversations among patients in the United States?
Allergic conditions are a great opportunity for pharmacists because it's a huge field. And so there's a lot of opportunity to be able to speak with patients, interact with patients, ranging from everything from prevention or way to minimize exposure to things. And then once we start talking about treating patients, there are really a lot of options. And managing allergies tend to be symptom-based. It's helpful to have a pharmacist engaged with that because pharmacists know ingredients and can make specific recommendations based on what the patient's complaints are. We already knew this, but we heard a lot in terms of some of our global colleagues about the kinds of things they were doing in their own countries.
Yeah, no doubt. And I think a big aspect of what pharmacists may want to glean from some of these international practicing pharmacists is how they could optimize and make more efficient their own workflows at their own pharmacies. So, Derek, when you think about your own workflow on a day-to-day basis, how do you train or empower your team to have those proactive OTC conversations, especially when time is limited?
Yeah, you know, I mean, it's no surprise that when you're working at a busy community pharmacy setting, it's truly a challenge to place recommendations into the forefront of workflow. So while you're training your team, you really have to familiarize the staff with verbal and nonverbal cues, which would tip them off and imply that a customer really has a question or needs to have a conversation. You know, fortunately, we do live in a time where technology is here and can assist. So what we're seeing on the retail and the community side is there's lots of what you call POS or point of sale systems that have reminders so that when the cashier or the technician is engaging with the customer on the front lines, it may say, you know, does the person have a question about an OTC or a self-care recommendation? And that kind of takes the guesswork away from the employee and really kind of puts those patients at the forefront, if you will. And, you know, in my experience, like I said, nearly two decades in community pharmacy, as a pharmacist, if you make yourself visible to your customers, to your patients, they feel more comfortable in conversing with you about self-care suggestions. So I highly encourage pharmacists to put that as a priority in their practice. It's not always easy, but you can make time for OTC and self-care recommendations. You just really have to prioritize that.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think the pharmacist has a huge role in self-care education, especially when it comes to the management of allergic conditions. So, Dennis, in your teaching, how do you emphasize the pharmacist's responsibility in self-care education, especially when it comes to allergy management?
In this situation, pharmacists bring a unique skill to the table, or a set of skills. First, they understand the science, and in this case, it's the pharmacology of how the various medications work to relieve symptoms of allergy. When we combine that with the skill set the pharmacists have in terms of being able to talk to patients, communicate with patients, gather information effectively, those two things go together really well. And I think in the area of medications for allergy, the sheer volume of choices that patients have to pick from when they look at the shelf of things that are available can be a bit overwhelming. And that's why it's very helpful to have the pharmacist out there speaking to the patient face-to-face.
Definitely agree there. And pharmacists, as you know, in different countries, they operate under varying scopes of practice, especially when compared to the United States. How do you think that expanding pharmacists' authority, for example, in medication selection and counseling, could impact over-the-counter allergy care here in the U.S.?
This is one of the areas that I feel like I really gained some insights during the conference, to hear other pharmacists in other countries talk about their approach to patients, what their scope of practice look like. And in general, globally, I saw that that role was actually expanding and had some uniqueness as well as differences depending on which country that we were talking about. As it applies to the U.S., I think that there's a growing number of opportunities to be able to assist patients in the area of allergy management, but also other areas as well. And, you know, the availability of more options, the availability of point of care testing, the availability in some cases for reimbursable services are clear opportunities that we should be capitalizing on.
No doubt. So at FIP, you guys both saw a lot of new varying practices and different types of workflow adjustments than you would see in the United States. So, Derek, I'm going to ask you, and then this next question I could open up to both of you. But for Derek, what's one practice that you saw at FIP that you think would be super beneficial and that you would love to see more in U.S. community pharmacies?
That's a great question. You know, I'm going to say there's not maybe one single action of practice that that I would like to change, but rather I think the philosophy of the practice of pharmacy in the U.S. You know, I'm going to echo what Dennis just discussed, which is expanded scope of practice. You know, in other countries, it was pretty clear at FIP that pharmacists play a much more significant role in primary care in those countries. And, you know, as I said before, I'm on the board of pharmacy, I'm a regulator and policymaker. So I'm heavily involved in furthering the practice of pharmacy in the U.S. And I think the single biggest thing we can do to continue to further and expand that practice of pharmacy is expand the scope. So, you know, just to give you statistics, I'm a statistics guy. Last year in the U.S., 44 of 50 states actually proposed some sort of bill or legislative measure to expand the scope of pharmacy practice in that state. So that's 88% of the country that did that. And in fact, there were over 200 bills that were introduced among those 44 states. So I think we are, you know, really on the precipice of expanding that scope of practice and making or garnering new opportunities for pharmacists and allowing them to be reimbursed for it. So it really, in essence, makes self-care a whole lot easier, because pharmacists are already spending more time clinically. They're getting reimbursed for that. And while they're with that customer, they can hone in answer in those proposed OTC or self-care questions more organically during the workflow. So as Dennis said, you know, we've just got to expand that scope of practice for pharmacists, continue to do that. And I think we're really on that wavelength now in the U.S.
I definitely agree there. And that's a really significant legislative action that you just mentioned. Hopefully, it depends on the state legislatures, obviously, and they all vary between different locations, but it'd be great to see some progress there in the upcoming months and years. So this has been an amazing conversation so far. And just to tie it all up in a neat bow, I want to open up this question to both of you because it is kind of a opportunity to have a more general takeaway and final thoughts on the FIP Congress and the global healthcare and pharmacist community as a whole. So we can start with Dennis. What is one takeaway from the global pharmacist community that you may have gathered at FIP that you think every U.S. pharmacist should remember about their role in everyday self-care?
What was refreshing, I think, the willingness that I felt among the pharmacists attending the meeting to embrace the role, to accept the responsibility, and to identify their niche in terms of where their value lies with patients and you know, and being able to promote the value that they offer.
You know, and I would say, similar to what Dennis is saying, I think that it was pretty clear that across the globe, pharmacists are embracing their role. They're very passionate about it, and it is an incredible part of the healthcare system. Pharmacists have so much to contribute, and it was very apparent at FIP that we're doing a great job across the globe of training our pharmacists to do more. I would encourage all of them to take a step forward, be as proactive as you can, and try to get a seat at the table with whatever niche that you're trying to fill. Try to make sure that you're a leader in whatever role that you're trying to pursue in pharmacy, because there are so many roles out there that have gone unfilled for years. And again, we are truly gearing ourselves up as a profession to embrace those roles and make a greater impact in healthcare.
I couldn't agree more. And I think it's just this conversation just serves to prove that you can really learn a lot from looking outside the box, perhaps even across the ocean, to get to learn something new and really optimize your practice and make things better for your patients. So that was a super insightful conversation. I'm really glad that we were able to have this, and I'm looking forward to hearing more from you guys. Thank you. Thanks for listening to part one of our conversation with Derek Webb and Dennis Williams. Be sure to tune into the next episode, where we shift our discussion towards the implementation of insights from FIP into everyday allergy care. You can find more exclusive insights on pharmacytimes.com and our social media platforms. See you next time.